love begets love. Oh my, oh my, oh my. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Love begets love. Love begets love. Do you know that love begets love? Do you know how wonderful love is? We're always challenged to fill and to follow our divine nature. Oh, yes, we're always challenged to follow our divine nature. And why are we challenged to follow our divine nature? We're challenged to follow our divine nature because we sometimes allow other than love to be in our world. Now, who would ever allow anything other than love to be in their world when love is all? Love is the greatest element that we could ever have in our lives. Now, we are always challenged to follow our divine nature. Something comes along to shake up our boat. Something comes along to take us away from our divine nature and saying, hey, come, walk with me. Come, do as I do. We get family videos, and we think family videos are wonderful. They're going to be happy videos and uplifting videos and supportive videos of the values and virtues of our life. Oh, my, yes, that's what our desire is. And we think we are on good ground. But we are forced to see violent trailers of many movies we might never want to see. We are forced to see these trailers as they go across the screen before the movie begins that we have chosen. We're forced to see these things of all the violent stories, of all the violent things, and there's no sense in naming them, but to see them. Now, when you become sophisticated in life, you learn how not to see them. You learn to fast forward over them. And sometimes the screen will say, you are not permitted to do this. You are not permitted to do this. Well, you are permitted to turn down your volume. You are permitted to even turn off your vision. You are permitted to do anything that you want to do. And you're permitted to even not take that type of video into your house. Not take that type of forced trailer into your world. And the trailer is a story about the movie that you wouldn't normally go and see. The movie of violence, the movie of the worlds collide, and all sorts of scientific things that are supposed to be so wonderful to see, so marvelous to watch, and so enchanting to titillate the mind. Oh, yes, these things can happen. Oh, these things can take place. Oh, my goodness, they can take place. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do when the world is constantly flinging at us all of these forced opportunities to see things we don't want to see? And they are just that, opportunities. Well, anyone can learn how to bypass them. Anyone can learn how to fast forward over those violent trailers. And we are sort of attracted to seeing them because they have taken the most charming aspects of these violent trailers and bring them forward. And they bring them in with such strength and such sound and such bravado that it makes us sit up and listen. It makes us, if we're in another room, because you know the movie hasn't started yet, we come into that room, right away into the television room, and we watch what's going on. We're attracted, somehow we are just attracted by violence. We're attracted by violence because it's not our nature. It's contrary to our nature, and as we are watching the violence, and then ourselves are tuning away from our love nature. Now, We're always challenged to follow our divine nature. We're always challenged to follow it. Love begets love. But are we ready and are we able and are we strong enough to live in a world we choose of love? Now, you have the opportunity not to watch that trailer, not to watch that video, which you think is a happy video. Just don't buy it. Boycott these companies that put those trailers on the front of there and make you watch something you really don't want to watch. Boycott them. Don't take them. You don't have to get those videos. You can tell the movie industry you don't want that sort of thing. They can have their violent trailers in the front of violent shows, and they should have on the front of the family shows. That you might want to watch other family shows. They should be family shows and family shows. But we don't do that. We just watch them and we allow that sort of garbage to get into our consciousness and cause us to be on another level of consciousness. Oh, yes. And we let our children watch it. We wouldn't let our children watch the whole thing, but we let them watch these videos. We let them watch these trailers that tell about what the video is. Oh my, when we do that, we are in the hole. We fell down into the trap. We are lost. We cannot climb out of it because we're in it too deep. And then next thing you know, we're watching it. To be loving and to have love beget love, we need to fill our lives with love. We need to spend time taking our dogs, for instance, and brushing them and combing them and petting them and loving them and training them to do beautiful things, training them to come when we call, training them to sit, training them to do what we bid them to do. And as we train our dogs, we're training ourselves. We're training ourselves because what we're training ourselves to do is we're training ourselves to see them doing what we want them to do when we speak our word asking them to do what we want them to do. We had a thought in our mind before we spoke our word and before we saw them doing it of what we wanted them to do, and we were persistent in that thought, we were persistent in that idea, and we remained true to the one point we wanted to train our dog. We wanted to train our dog to sit, and so we don't shout at him to sit, we don't scream at him to sit, we don't do anything to him to sit, we just say, sit. And gently, lovingly, beautifully, fantastically, the dog begins to sit. The dog wants to be loved. The dog wants our attention. The dog wants to do things that are going to get our happy attention. And many times the dog will do something just to get your attention because he wants to get your attention. Like my dog, if I leave my shoes on the floor when I change them and I put my slippers on when I come in the house, he brings me one of my shoes and says, "Come on, Dad, let's play. This is your shoe. I love you, Dad." And he brings it to me and he wants to play. Well, now, that's not acceptable, but it's okay. I left my shoes on the floor. I should have put them away in the shoe cabinet, but I didn't. Now, I tell him, "Bring it to me," and he brings it to me. And he puts it in my hand, and he says, "Here, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to play together, Dad?" And that's what it is. You see, love begets love. And as I expect him always to do the right thing, as I expect him always to be a loving center, he is. Now, if I were to allow my dog to watch these violent trailers that precede even family movies, pretty soon he would think that the violence was okay because we watch it. He would think that violence that he sees on the screen or he hears or he knows about is okay. He'd watch it. He begins to have that criteria in his life for what is right and what is wrong. Now, your thought, my thought, is so powerful, so magnificently powerful, that when I think a thought that my dog is going to do something bad, or my child is going to do something bad, or I might do something bad. If that thought comes through my mind, if I allow that thought to come in and through my mind, that thought takes hold of me. That thought possesses me. That thought owns me. And I think, oh, the dog is not going to come. I want him to come, and he's not going to come. Oh, the dog is a bad dog. Oh, the dog is a careless dog. Oh, the dog's going to chase the kittens. Oh, the dog is going to do this, going to do that. I am enforcing in the dog's consciousness, who hears my thought and acts upon my thought, not necessarily knowing what my words are, but acts upon my thought. And as the dog acts upon my thought, then that is the response that I am going to get. Whatever my thought is begets whatever my thought is. And however my thought is, that is what I am going to experience in my world and in my life. Now, is that what I want? Is that who I am? Is that what is important for me? Well, it seems so. Seems so. How many people have protested the movie industry by putting the violent trailers on the front of family movies? How many of you have ever thought you could have a voice? Well, you can. Just don't buy the movies. Well, I want to see them. Well, don't want to see the movies. Start thinking you're in charge of your life. You have a thought in your mind that love begets love. Now, perhaps if everyone would just think, the movie industry would do things in a harmonious way, then they would do it. They spend lots of money putting together shows that they think people will like, and people buy them. And people buy them in such volume that they endorse whatever is in that movie by the fact that they buy them. They endorse it in their life and in the lives of their friends and neighbors and in the lives of the movie industry itself. Now, if I want my dog to behave, I must think beautiful thoughts first. If I want my dog to behave by my standards, to follow my goals, whatever my goals are, good, bad, or indifferent, then I must be persistent in whatever my thoughts are. My dog will believe that all is right when I say, go and kill, 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 or if I say, love, love, love. Whatever I say, my dog will learn to know that that's what's expected of him. Now, is my dog's nature one way or another? My dog's nature is blank. My dog's nature is true, pure, open, ready for whatever comes its way, whatever is going to bring attention into his life of things that he wants. And if he knows that certain things are not acceptable, then he will not do them. If he knows that certain things are acceptable and expected, then those are things that he will do. And he will do them lovingly and wonderfully and beautifully. A dog responds to our thought. A child responds to our thought. Another person responds to our thought. The world responds to our thought. And what is our thought? What is our expectation? Do we believe that love begets love and that we want love in our world and so we're going to pour love out of our hearts, out of our being, out of our world, into our world? Is that what we're going to do? Well, it's sort of difficult sometimes to look at things, look at the videos that come and decide which one that you're going to watch. You're already trying to be selective, not just taking anything that comes. And as you are attempting to be selective, you are seeing things that are not harmonious with you. And you must immediately, in your mind, say, that is not my choice. And then fast forward through it, or whatever you're going to do it, or don't even watch it at all. The moment violence comes on the screen, say, no, 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 no. The moment violence comes on the screen, say no. The moment violence comes on the screen, say no. The moment violence comes into your life, say no. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is love. All is harmony. All is right action. You will not allow yourself to be a participant in violence. You will not allow yourself to see violence. You will not allow yourself to be in the area of neighborhood of violence. Violence is not in your life. No. Good is in my life. Peace is in my life. Harmony is in my life. Right action is in my life. That's all that's in my life. That's what I am. My thoughts My thoughts, as simple as they are, and wonderful as they are, my thoughts bring into my life exactly the experience I want. Many men and women go into the services. They go into the army. They go into the forces, and many of them never see action. Many of them never see violence. Many of them never are forced to participate in killing and shooting and whatever. They are the desk people. They are the people who never see it. They might be trained for it, but they never go into battle. Now, is this what you want? Do you want to go into service because you want to serve your country? And do you want to serve your country as a peaceful being? Then just say, I am a peaceful being, and you will never experience violence. Say, I love the violence. Oh, I love that. I am the kind of soldier who just loves violence. And you'll experience. Many people go through shell bombing experiences and frightening experiences and booby trap experiences, and they come out of it without the single thought in their mind that they're unstable or they're harmed mentally, physically, or emotionally by what they did or saw. And other people, they go through the same experience and they are completely discombobulated. They are completely mentally shaken, so terrible that their life is rather rough. Now, they were not trained in the idea that you say, I am surrounded by the pure white light of love. Every way that I look, everything that I do, and every attitude that I have is an attitude of peace and is an attitude of joy and is an attitude of goodness. Now, yes, soldiers can say that, and they do. They've been taught this by their mothers and fathers. They've been taught this by their training schools. They've been taught this in psychology classes. They know they can do that, and they do it. And when they do that, they're in charge of themselves. They fast forward through those violent movies, and they get to the family aspect of it. Now, theoretically, soldiers go to war to protect their home and their nation and their family and their world. And the Swiss people do this all the time. But very seldom do you see the Swiss people being in a violent situation. Very few. And why do those who do see it? Because they have it in their consciousness. What do you have in your consciousness? What do I have in my consciousness? Do I have love? And have this love beget more love? Is that who my reality is? Am I love? Am I the happiness of the world? I have the choice of watching love or watching hate. I have the choice of watching peace or watching violence. I have the choice of naming in my world whatever it is that I believe, that I want to follow, that I am. I have the choice. And that choice is something so fantastic. That choice is something so remarkable. That choice is something that I am. Now, is that what I experienced? Yep. Yeah, I went through the Second World War, and in the Second World War, I was on an aircraft carrier, and I was in almost on the invasion of Japan. But we had to turn around, and then they dropped the atomic bomb. And not that any of these things are good, bad, or indifferent, but at every turn of the road, my life was turned away from violence and turned into peace. I had been studying the unity philosophy. I'd been studying religious science. I've been studying these things and realizing that my thoughts are things and that my thoughts are the creator of my world, and no way would I allow it to happen to me. I even set up my cot next to the large open area on the side of the ship where the big guns were pointing out and shooting, and they were very noisy. And I was there because I was off duty, and everybody can't be on duty. I was off duty, but I didn't want to be down below. I wanted to be up above. And so the guys would say, what's the matter with you? What kind of crazy guy are you? And I'd say, well, I'm just a happy guy. And what are you reading? Oh, I'm reading about philosophy. I'm reading about thoughts or things. I'm reading about how I can control my world by my thought and how I can live a happy, fantastic love life with love begetting more love in my life? Oh, well, tell us about him. So here these guys are on these big guns, and they're sitting there in between sorties, and talking and listening to me talk about the philosophy of love, the philosophy of happiness, the philosophy of goodness, the philosophy of putting the right thoughts in mind to have the right actions in life. Well, needless to say, the firing crew that was next to me as I was sunning there in this war zone, they didn't shoot down anybody, and nobody shot them. They did not hurt another being, and nobody hurt them. And our ship, though its deck got bombed off once or twice, nobody was killed, and we went back to Pearl Harbor to have our deck replaced, and the guy says, oh, and I said, how wonderful, we're having liberty, we're away from the war, we're away while they're fixing our ship, and then when we go back to the war, we bring our love begets love, and love does indeed beget love. We're always challenged to follow our divine nature, and what is our divine nature? Our divine nature is all is in divine order. All is wonderful. All is peace. My dog is a harmonious dog, always doing the right thing. And the thinker of the thoughts of the people who are around my dog are always harmonious dogs, harmonious thoughts, not thoughts that are afraid that something is bad is going to happen, because that puts the consciousness in a negative vein, and that's not what we want. Always we think happy, positive, magnificent thoughts, and always we have happy, positive, magnificent responses to all of life. It's all a matter of what we want, how we want it, who we are. Love begets love. So let's be on the love train and beget love. Let's be on the love thinking aspect of a life and beget love thinking in our life. Have everyone who looks at us see a love bug. Have everybody who looks at us see love as the only thing that has any value at all. Yeah, that's all that's necessary. Can we do it? Oh, we sure can. Have we done it lots in our life? Yes. All of you listening to this tape, to listen to this instant illumination here on the internet from University of Healing, you have done it, because that's why you're here. That's why you're listening. That's why you're putting a cause in motion that your life is pure love. Your life begets love. And all the people in your world are loving and wonderful and fantastic and joyous and uplifting and marvelous. And all of your people are the kind of people that you would love to bring home to your mommy. All the people are the kind of people that you'd like to demonstrate in your life. All the people are the kind of people that you would like to have everyone in your family associate with. All the people are the only kind of people who make life worthwhile. Are you the kind of person who makes life worthwhile? Are you the kind of person that brings happiness and peace and joy into the world? Are you the kind of person that makes your choice today that love begets love, and that's all you will participate in your life and in your world forevermore? I am, and I love it. Oh, do I love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you.